Well, here we are again at the Political Harmony podcast, home of the Civic Leadership Assessment Survey. You can follow along on your own devices at home if you want to kind of see things visually at politicalharmony.us. Don't go to that .org or .com junk. You want to go to politicalharmony.us. How are you doing, Ray? I have a question for you right out of the gate.
Go ahead, sir.
How do you advertise?
We don't.
Wait. We're doing a podcast, Ray.
I know.
I should ask the question. How do you advertise other than this podcast?
By referral. Ooh. Referral. Someone will say, we understand through the grapevine, through social media, that there are ways we can get some information to our public officials who locally are not listening to us. And we heard about your corporation, your sentiment polling, Florida Chapter S Corporation, and we want to know what you do and how you can help us because we need some help. It's a referral.
That's the best kind of advertisement you can get.
Yeah, best kind.
It's cheap, too.
Yes.
And effective.
So far. Thank you. Yeah, good question.
Yeah. I should say inexpensive.
Inexpensive.
Yeah, that's much
better.
Yeah.
But it's costly. I mean, we do charge. You'll see it in the price page.
Yeah.
Because a lot of work goes into this.
And they can find that on politicalharmony.us.
.us. That's right.
I actually have a question. You have mentioned that this assessment, this survey, can be used in a variety of different contexts. But the main thing that you talk about is city officials, mayors, city managers, local government. What about like homeowners associations? What about school boards that you've kind of mentioned?
That's a very good observation, Danny. And here's a two-part answer. Let's go to school boards. You'll see on the website a beautiful lady, Terry Terrell. She's my expert in school stuff. She and I were principals together, actually, in California a long time ago. School boards don't participate a lot because they're so regulatory-driven. There's not a whole lot of latitude they can have in policy implementation. Their rules are very strict, and they depend on labor unions, PTAs. They're a very complex set of people who already get information from others. The public, as we're finding out, are pretty well represented by those parent groups, those labor associations, those people who are interested in better schooling. Except for smaller school districts. And it seems like we've gravitated quite naturally in the marketplace to smaller agencies, smaller school districts, smaller municipalities, and smaller HOAs. Because people are involved in consensus and group decision making, it gets complex when there's so many of them. And they have advisory groups. They have people who are part of committees and that sort of thing. So they get a lot of input. So they're pretty well represented. Now, we haven't done any scientific research on that. It just seems to gravitate towards cities, smaller cities, and not so much school boards or HOAs, just because of the way they're designed.
But it could definitely be used in those cases.
Yes. They have inquired. They have looked it over. They have. I've had people take the survey. You can take the survey online right now. You can plug it in, give yourself a code, and I'll call you back when you want your result. It's free for that. And check it out. And I think when they do that, they realize, well, I got involved a union, I got involved a city attorney, I got involved all these people to get an answer. So I think it's because it's just too complex because of their size.
Not impossible, just, you know.
No, and you, but useful.
Yeah, absolutely. Useful. I can see
I'm in touch with a lot of school people around the country, and they looked it over.
Yeah, I think that depending on the school board, you know, the more some of the school boards could use a little bit of evaluation, I think, you know.
Well, they don't like it, but, you know, schools evaluate students.
Right.
why can't they be evaluated?
Absolutely. Yeah, good point. Excellent point. So speaking of some of your clients that you've had in the past, have you ever gone back to clients? Have you ever talked to them about what their experience was like or how effective it was or anything like that?
Yes, recently because of these podcasts that we're producing.
Oh.
Because I've gone back to my database and made calls because I have their information. These are clients who paid for it. I have receipts. I have who they are and where they're contacted. And for the most part, the issue has been resolved one way or the other. Not because we're so sophisticated, it's because they began to realize that communication is very important. And if it's rigorous information, data-based, one person called it data discussions. I like that phrase.
Like
it's not my own.
Yeah.
Data discussions. One gentleman said, Ray, we used it and we liked it and it improved us and we'll never go buy it again.
Hey, if it improved them.
It's okay. A one-time sale.
Sometimes all you have to do is get your hand slapped once to know yes. to not do something.
Now, so, what is alarming is for our listeners is how many are out there stealing it? I have no idea.
Ooh,
I hope and not. I don't care. If it works, if it's improving local government, good.
That's great. That's hey, I mean, I'm sold. Where's my checkbook? I'm going to politicalharmony.us right now.
Good for you.
Do you ever have a situation where people, like, maybe this is just me, but if something happens at, like, a store, I get fired up about it, maybe I'm mad, and then I go to leave a review, and I'm like, it's not worth my time. You know, do people, you know, take the survey, think it really matters, and then just kind of let it go? Maybe they don't want to present it to the officials, or...
Yes, that does happen. It happens around election time. It happens around people who think, I think I want to run for the school board. I want to run for city council. My HOA has got an assessment, and I had to give the people the bad news about that assessment. And I'm thinking of using something a little more scientific to gauge their anger or their angst. There, we talked in the previous podcast about their resentment. You know, it's a motivator.
Yeah.
But sometimes it is time-specific, issue-specific. Mm-hmm. What it does, though, is it teaches people, we've heard from, that let's not just go to social media and trash each other. Let's take our temperature. You can, if you have a child at home, and the child looks like she has a fever. So most moms and dads hold the palm of their hand to the child's forehead. Okay, that's a measurement, not a very precise one. A thermometer, however, gives you a precise measurement. Now we've got some data, and you call a doctor, well, the average human being, child or adult, average body temperature is 98.6 Fahrenheit. If it's 99 or above, you got a little bit of temperature, which means something else. It means there could be some problems there. That's what we do. We give you a better instrument to gauge people, their image, their performance.
With that instrument, though, do people, I guess, are they comfortable taking it to their officials, or is that something you and your team can help with, like facilitate that communication? Or
I really appreciate that question because it's been a problem. I've had clients. They paid for the survey. They had enough people to take it, people that they chose. 20, 30, sometimes 40. And I'll go back and say, here's your data. Let's verify what's going on here. Okay, well, it took 2 weeks to get that data, which is kind of a long time to gather data, as we all know. So we're healthily skeptical. Was this a put-up job by a bunch of people in the neighborhood that want to just get back at somebody or some group? So we have a healthy skepticism about the numbers. In fact, one individual in, where was it? I think it's in South Carolina, said, you know, we got, I paid for this survey, Dr. Ray, and I'm very happy with it. I'm going to put it away for a while, and maybe next year do it again, because I don't think it represents the entire community that I was trying to serve. I don't think it represents. I just got a bunch of people who climbed onto your website, used my code that I gave them, because the owner gives the code, not me. It's an acronym, child's initials, a rock and roll song, whatever they want, and they control that. But the healthy skepticism is, well, we think this is more of a I gotcha, not an how can I help you.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. That makes sense. So that brings another question to my mind. How do you validate your data?
Well, we make sure that enough questions are answered. Sometimes people cherry pick the 30 items, they leave a lot blank. And that goes with the territory. You know, you answer the ones you want to answer. It's the aggregate. We have six dimensions of political harmony, which are on our website.
Wait, that's politicalharmony.us, right?
Yes, Minister, sir.
Okay, good.
.us. Communication, leadership, financial management, ethics and public trust, the big one. Conflict management. Do they resolve their conflicts? And I want to get to that in a minute as well. And we just try to make sure that they answer enough questions. Now, I had a client I forgot what state. A lot of people took the survey, but not all of them answered all the questions. So I'm stuck with an Excel workbook that doesn't say anything. There are too many. And then okay, so staff and I, Dr. Greg and I thought, well, what is the most popular one that they're answering? And then we narrowed it down. So we told our client, I can't give you six dimensions, but I can tell you that ones that are the most popular ones, question 17, question 28, and question 29. For some reason, those are popular ones that they did answer. And the rest of it, you don't have enough. Now, do I do it again? You can. I won't charge you. So sometimes you don't have enough data.
So that brings another question. If you give them a code so they can go and use this survey, does that code evaporate after so many time, or can somebody do it from year to year?
No, we have a repository of codes.
Oh, good.
Yeah. we're good about that. And IP addresses.
Oh.
That's all we know.
Nice.
Now, getting to IP addresses, now sometimes an HOA did this. They're getting around, and they have their laptops and their iPhones and their other devices, and one person, how do I feel about question 9? Strongly agree. Strongly agree. It's a composite number for not one person, but a bunch of them.
Interesting.
And, okay, well, that's feedback. That's democracy. That's representation, that sort of thing. Well, we tell them when I call them up and I say, well, there are 17 people who use the same IP address. Did you have a party? Was this some sort of, you know, event, picnic or something? And that's okay, too. At least it's feedback.
Yeah, that's true.
At least it's somebody that they care about and whose opinion they value.
What keeps someone from answering it like 10 times or something in a row?
Well, not on the same IP address, no.
Yeah, that's true.
No.
Okay.
We'll catch that.
Okay, mm-hmm. Good.
And we're very delicate about it. We don't say, I got you. We say, I'm sorry, Danny, there must be an error on our side here because we're not confident that the data that is there is bona fide data. Mm-hmm. We should do something about that. We don't take the money unless we give a good service for that review.
That sounds completely healthy, actually. That's good.
Well, we have to model what we're after, harmony.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Good point. Good point. Gotta eat your own dog food, they say.
You've kind of mentioned having like repeat clients or just one-time clients. How often are people supposed to be taking this, or can they take it, essentially?
I hope they take it 5 times a year because I could use the money. But they don't. It's one or two. That's all. Mm-hmm. A follow-up. Okay. There was an election in, I forgot the state. And the a candidate, one of the candidates running for election, commissioned a survey, and he used that data for his election campaigning. And then someone said, well, now that you're elected, how are we doing? Are we making any progress? Mm-hmm. So he commissioned another one about 6 months later. New administration, I think they changed mayors. The state legislature has changed something that was bothering people. Something had changed. So we did a follow-up session, mm-hmm. but no more than one or two follow-ups.
Yeah.
So it's, again, you can benchmark that way too.
Right.
Okay. That's interesting. Do you reach out back to those folks mm-hmm. and find out, like, why are they not using your services again, or to find out, did it work? Or
no, I don't. No? No. Oh. I said, I'm going to be around. You can find me.
Okay.
You know, on Google, you can find me anywhere you want. I'm here to help you. And it's like lifetime guarantee, you know, if you're... smoker doesn't work, come back and I'll give you another one. But, you have to ask me about it because I want to follow up on you at all.
That's good. A lot of people don't like that. You know?
One thing I'd like to point out, though, is why won't people change? I had a discussion with a group of people, actually, on a Zoom meeting. And they said, we have this mayor and he's not as good as he once was, and he's going to run for re-election, and he's has a lot of money and that sort of thing. Well, we gave him this information, but he's not using it. So we looked at it a little bit, and people don't like to change. Change is uncomfortable. In workshops, we used to have participants fold your arms across your chest, locking your hands into your arms. And then we'd say, okay, now reverse your hands. And when you try to do it reversing your hands, it's awkward. Mm-hmm. People don't like the change. It's awkward. It's uncomfortable. It's new. It's confusing. And then they rationalize it, saying, well, like, I got here in this elected seat. No one's running against me. I must be doing okay. Not necessarily. That's not data that is useful. But change is loss. Change means something is wrong. And if you're successful by doing things the same old way, you're going to do things the same old way.
That's true.
Right. The problem is your constituents have changed. The citizens have changed. The town has changed. You need to change.
Yeah.
And data does that for you.
Or at least it should, right?
Hopefully.
I love the database decisions, you know, I love making them, but of course here I am, doctoral student or whatever. And, you know, I'm used to that.
Yes.
Some people are a little different than that.
Right.
So. Well, that's what makes our country great. And all politics is local. I think,
it's true.
Some speaker of the house said that many years ago, but it shows that people need to contact the community leaders who they elected and tell them how they feel in a rigorous scientific way, not innuendo, not blasting them, not insulting them, and not getting out their anger. It is, here's what's going well, here's what's not going so well. And as I said in a previous podcast, there was a time when information was not readily available to the city, but from the city exactly. That's changed. It is now.
It's true. We're
no, you're not gonna
drowning in data these
yeah,
days.
Yeah, well said. Yeah. You're not going to get a 50-page report tomorrow. You have to sign up for it and probably maybe pay some copying costs. But information is out there. That's what makes this republic so great. Not to be a lot of flag waving, but I think flag waving is appropriate here.
Hey,
we have our voice and our representatives, and we have to talk to them about it. They complain to me. I don't understand why I'm not popular. I don't understand why I can't get along with people. Well, you're asking the wrong people. In the British system, my daughter lives in England, they have their parliamentary system there, what they call the loyal opposition. We're for our country. We're for the kingdom. But you're wrong the way you're doing things, and I'm going to tell you about it. But we're loyal. We're patriotic. We believe in each other in our society. You need data for that. Political Harmony Survey does that for you.
So you just got to go to politicalharmony.us and get it from right from the source.
Yes, you do.
All right, Dr. Ray, it's always wonderful to talk to you about these sorts of things.
I love it.
Danny, I enjoyed sharing French fries with you today. It's really great. And thank you, Dr. Ray, for providing those French fries.
Thank you both for helping me out. Appreciate it, as always.